Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's almost funny. I'm shaking my head here, looking to have words come out. And for about 10 seconds there, nothing did. I mean, this one cuts really, really deep. You know, season's not over, but the season took a big hit last night. You know this. For the Sixers to win this series, one of two things has to happen. Now think about this. One of two things has to happen. It's the only way it can happen. It's not the only way, but it's basically. It's the only way. Here we go. Sixers can only win the series if one of the following two things happens. They win four games in a row. That's option one.
Yes.
Option two is they win three of the next four and then win a game seven in New York. They're the only two ways you can win the series. You either have to win four in a row or you have to win three of four and then win game seven in New York. Now, the Arizona Diamondbacks pulled this off in October. This is exactly the spot the Diamondbacks were in. They lost two games on the road. They were down 2-0, and they came
crushing
back.
Crushing loss in game two. Different kind of crushing loss,
right.
But crushing loss in game two.
So this is what any team that has lost two in a row on the road to start a series faces, that reality. It's a tall task. It's a really, really tall task. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Matter of fact, before we do, one more time, let's listen to the sequence. I mean, all hell broke loose. The Sixers were up five initially. You didn't think all hell was breaking loose. All the ball had to do was not bounce in on Brunson's, you know, it's hanging there on the rim. It's got a Kawhi Leonard-esque kind of feel to it. It does.
It does, yeah.
So let's listen to the sequence. This is the killer sequence. I mean, you can make a case when all is said and done in the process. It's possible this will be either the most killer or the second most killer sequence, depending on how you want to rate it with what happened with Kawhi back in 2019. But let's listen to, until there was a few seconds left, and obviously a miss there at the buzzer, let's listen to when all hell broke loose.
Batum on Brunson, a lot of clock ticking here. Lowry got the pick. DiVincenzo comes out of the pack. DiVincenzo finds Brunson. Great defense here by the Sixers. Brunson gets a prayer of a bounce. 2-point game. Maxey hits the deck. Hart takes it from him. Shot clock is off. DiVincenzo, no. Hartenstein with an offensive rebound. Another chance here. DiVincenzo, he's got it. The Knicks have the lead again.
It's just so brutal. It really is. Let's go to the phones. Your reaction to it all, 215-592-9494. The excellence of Embiid and Maxey. The wear down of Embiid. The refs killing the Sixers. Nick Nurse not being granted the timeout. Kyle Lowry himself, as he should have, not calling timeout. Kelly Oubre, Tobias Harris, Buddy Hield, and almost everyone else doing nothing from a step-up standpoint on offense. Let's go to Kev right now in West Philadelphia. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How everybody doing this morning?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, give me a second to explain a few things, would you?
Sure.
For one thing, it was a disgrace. We all know that. The easy thing for all of y'all to do and all y'all callers to do is blame Embiid. He played his ass off. He played on a bad leg, still went out there and gave it his all. I'm not blaming nothing on Embiid. I'm blaming it on the rest of this team, and I'm going to blame it on the front office because, listen, these mistakes have been going on for so long that the Sixers is cursed from mistake after mistake. You knew Ben Simmons was a point guard. You knew you made him a point guard, Brett Brown. You draft the point guard that you want to play shooting guard. You get the guy that you always wanted, the position you've been searching for, Mikal Bridges. You go and trade him for a 6'4" mop who's played center his whole life. I mean, how many mistake after mistake after mistake? Then you trade away Marcus Morris and your toughness. You trade away all your toughness and everything, and you go and get Buddy Hield, who is a complete hoagie. He's a regular hoagie, nothing on no tremors, nothing, just meat and cheese. And you expect this team to win with these type of guys playing with Embiid? Like how y'all gonna keep blaming Embiid and the front office has been failing us for eons? Enough is enough.
Look, Kevin, it's well said in a lot of ways, man. I mean, look, I wish Joel could have given him more down the stretch, and I wish you could have given him the full Joel, which they need for them to reach true greatness, and he's not been able to go, 48 minutes, so to speak, 42 minutes, whatever you want to call it, because obviously he's been wearing down at the end of games. But your broader point is on point. The past still affects the present. The past is haunting the present. The mistakes of 2018 – through 20, pick your year, 22, 23, are still killing this franchise.
And another thing is, if you know Tobias Harris is out here just not playing good at all, the thing about it is they don't have enough tough grit guys that play like how Kenneth Faried played. They need those type of guys that surround them, be them rebound.
Kev, you know who I wish was on this team, Kevin? George Lynch. And Tyrone Hill.
Tyrone. Right.
George Lynch and Tyrone Hill.
I would take them right now over these.
Oh, 100%. I would take George Lynch over Tobias Harris every single freaking
I would take half of George Lynch over Tobias Harris.
They knew their roles.
They did.
Absolutely understood what they were there to do.
And a lot of it was about physical toughness and mental toughness. It was. And they had an ability to fight through adversity. And Tobias Harris is just, he's going to go down when all is said and done. It's a shame because he's a nice guy. He's going to go down as one of the softest players in the history of Philadelphia sports. He really is. Like the way people think about Todd Pinkston 2 decades later, people are going to have similar thoughts about Tobias Harris for the next 20 years.
Except it's Todd Pinkston who made a ton more money. I mean,
that's right.
One of the worst contracts in Philly sports history.
That's
certainly
right.
One of the worst that played out to the end,
no,
too.
You're right, James. That's right. Let's go to...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Todd Pinkston, who had the terrible contract.
No, he's
Tobias. Yeah,
Tobias. Yeah, exactly. Ike in Southwest Philly. Hi, Ike.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, Ike?
Yo, so this is the thing, man. Like the brother who called made great points, man. That Marcus Morris trade would have been very, very not making that trade would have been very, very beneficial in this series.
You're right. You're right.
We need a toughness. I was saying when it happened, why we ain't trade Covington? They make almost the same amount of money.
Well, he ended up getting hurt. I mean, you'd have to have traded him before he got hurt, I assume. I mean, he got hurt kind of a while ago at this point.
I think they could have still traded him because what Indiana would have took him because what they do, they got rid of Morris. He ain't never played for them. They just cut him.
Well, I guess it's possible.
They didn't care about him. Yeah. But let me get into last night. I agree. Like, I'm not going to kill Maxey or Embiid. Joe, you talk about we need more out of Embiid down the stretch. We do understand this is ninth game back, right?
Yeah.
Like, it takes some time and to get that little longevity in the game back. And not to mention, this is NBA, and take it to another level. It's NBA playoff. Yeah. This ain't like they taking plays off.
It's true.
So
the problem
this
is like, we're
going to
run
level.
Out of time if it takes too much longer.
Oh, no. Exactly. You're right. Yeah. You're right. But yeah. Let me go with the refs, man. That was atrocious.
Yes, it
and
was.
I'm not even going to go with the end where everybody talk about they gave Embiid a tech because he pushed what's his name back. Because he pushed DiVincenzo back.
As DiVincenzo had stepped to him.
Then you seen Hartenstein and them doing the same thing to him. And Embiid looking like, are you serious? Is Embiid not a former MVP? Do he not get the respect? And then you sit there and see Brunson be doing that little stop pull-up. And Lowry runs by him. And they call ticky-tack foul.
Yeah.
That's the part that irks me. If you know how they always say, if you're going to call it one way, like, it's cool. If you're not going to call fouls, don't call fouls. But you got to be consistent. And they was really not consistent. And Nick Nurse made a good point. Those freeze frames show the ref looking in that direction. And it's their jobs. I'm sure they designated that, all right, keep an eye on the sideline for somebody calling timeout.
Yep.
And this, that, and third. So this is a BS thing, and I don't care about no last two-minute report because it won't do anything.
No, it doesn't change anything. That's exactly right.
This is the last thing. This is the last thing I'm going to say. I'm tired of people saying the refs don't matter. You should have did this, that, and the third. Both things can be true.
That's right.
Because if you're on the court, you can play a role in the game. The players play a role. The coaches, who sometimes step on the court like Thibodeau, they play a role, and the refs play a role. So people who always try to sit there and poo-poo the refs, that's BS.
No, listen, Ike, you're right. You're dead right. Let me say one thing, though, as it relates to the call not being given to Nick Nurse when he's signaling timeout two different times in there. I would imagine – now, believe me, guys – this is not intended to be a stick-up-for-the-refs moment. I'm in no mood, but I will just say this. Everybody standing up behind the Sixers bench, and I mean everybody in the Knicks crowd, and everybody screaming, probably makes it harder for the ref, even if you're looking in that direction, to find the coach that's standing when there's like 300 other people standing
especially
right there.
Especially since they don't wear suits anymore.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
You know, sometimes you look and you go, where's the coach on the sidelines?
No, that's – listen, I mean –
I mean, like, honestly.
Like, for those that miss it, the Yankees manager yesterday got thrown out of a game, and I'm not making this up. He got thrown out of a game because somebody in the stands yelled at the umpire,
yep.
And the umpire thought it was the manager that said it.
That actually happened.
They threw him out of the game.
Yeah, it actually happened.
So, like, what's going on right behind Nick Nurse? And I guarantee you, every single person was standing in that arena at that moment last night. It's probably harder to find the coach. Probably is. 215. And again, that's part of home court advantage. And that is part of why, even though a lot of players no longer believe it, that is why the NBA and a lot of players don't play to it. That is why the NBA regular season still matters. It still determines outcomes of playoff series and champions. Even though so many of the star players in the NBA have not aligned themselves with that reality. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead here. Nick Nurse, post game. Barkley, post game. Embiid, post game. All that and more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.